Hey fuckers, it's that time again. You know it. I just burped, that's sexy. You know it.
Oh, love.
It is ad time. So, you know that the people that I do ads for are pretty phenomenal. They support my podcast. They support me and what I do here. And you can support me too by signing up for this. If you have a business, if you have a company, if you even have like fucking, you know, Avon or Mary Kay and you're trying to get your shit out there, fucking hook me up.
What a platform for Mary Kay.
You can talk to me or I can talk to my people.
Aren't
you
all
fuckers?
The Avon people, like the sellers, aren't they all Mormon?
Oh my god, that is so... No!
Oh, because every person I've ever known that sold Avon is Mormon.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You should go to Grand Prairie. It's where all the moms try to make money at home businesses.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Anyways, long story short is I can do ads for you. You just have to contact me. You can find my email, but it's really easy if you just listen. It's whychooseonepodcast@hotmail.com, or you can just go to my website, whychooseone.com, and you can contact me through my own website. Handy dandy, innit? All right, so let's talk about Club IT.
Well, hang on. Oh. I do one thing.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't done it already, hit that little cocksucking subscribe button on your whatever platform you're using, or follow, or whatever it is, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and please...
Yes.
Please.
Rate
this podcast.
Yeah.
If you like what you're hearing.
Rape it.
Rate.
What?
Jesus. Oh, Lord.
I thought we were going down a different avenue in this.
Oh, no. Wow. What?
You can contact me at whychooseonepodcast@hotmail.com.
Speaking of camp. No. No, seriously, though, okay. Especially on iTunes or Apple, you know, if you're on an Apple, I don't know how it works for Spotify or any other platform, but
if you use iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
Then you
rate
can
the podcast,
rate
the little stars on the podcast. Give our girl here.
Some love.
Some love so that she shoots up on the iTunes rating and then gets more followers. And that way it's like a cycle. She brings you more delicious content.
Yes.
Over time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you, honey.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Club IT. Let's talk about Club IT.
Mm-hmm. When the nights are long and the summer's hot and the winter's cold.
Oh.
And you're thinking to yourself, I wish there was a place that I could go where everybody knows my name. What? And it's not Cheers. It's Club IT.
Oh my god.
Intimate times. I'm sure there's somebody named Norm there.
Yeah?
He's probably hogging all the sour soothers.
And it's probably
delicious.
You and your fucking sour soothers. Oh my god. Okay, so
there's a place
Club IT.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name. Club IT. Intimate times.
What?
See, I'm too old.
I love you. Oh my god, it's so good. I never would have thought of that. Oh, so good. Anyways, Club IT is the place you want to go. If
Norm!
You're going to give me a hernia from laughing. Norm.
I've never seen a chubby postman there, but I suppose it's possible.
A chubby postman?
Yeah, isn't that
the milkman?
That's Cliff. That's not Norm. That's Cliff.
Cliff, yes.
Anyway, yes.
Cliff, or, you know, Rutabaga the milkman.
What the fuck? Oh.
Okay. Club IT. Google it. Find their fucking shit. On my shit, it's all over my Instagram. You can
You shits all over your... What the hell are you posting these days? I do actually know people that post their shit on Instagram.
Oh my god, are you... follow them?
No, no, but Joey Diaz... He doesn't post on Instagram, but Joey Diaz, every time he takes a big shit, apparently takes a picture and sends it, texts it to his friends. So I suppose you could be doing that.
No, I'm going to pass on that. Depends
what you're into.
This episode is
brought to you by Scat Play.
No! I'm ending that ad. Nobody's into Scat Play. Well, that's not true. If you are into Scat Play, you are in a safe environment.
Rainbow Play?
Everything is normal. But I just don't want you to shit on me. Okay, thanks. Anyways, Club IT is a good place to go. They have all kinds of different event nights. If you go to their website, it's an easy find. You know, you legit just Club IT Edmonton, and you can find all their little details there. And in that, you can find, like sometimes they have schoolgirl nights. They have all kinds of, like, glow nights. They have, like... newbie nights, which is great for those of you who have never gone to a club before. But if you even, you know what, fuck that shit, go anytime you want to go, because
it's good when it's
oh my god, just knocking on the door Sunday morning, is this church?
The church of the glowing cock.
I need to confess my sins.
Oh god, I should set up a confessional there. Anyway,
yes, okay, so anyways, if you go to Club IT and it is your first time going, mention my podcast and you get to go in for fucking free. So there is that. And I give that option and nobody else does. So I would like to say that I have monopolized sure. this avenue of freedom for newbies.
And you don't even have to download a coupon. Like,
no, there's no catch. There's no, like, you have to, like, possibly get a membership after. You're going to get a membership after, because you're going to go there and you're going to have a wicked-ass time. And you're going to be like...
cake. Bags of chips. Lollipops.
Go for the candy. Man, if you're just hungry, if you're hungry and you want to go get some food while... you know, having a good time, then just go on me. It's my treat for you. Let me buy you some sour soothers.
Can I do the next one?
You go for it. All right. Now we're last but not least, we are going to talk about Next Step Construction. And you fuckers know it. Pave your way to my vagina.
Or gondola.
Or what?
Gondola.
What?
Don't you have a gondola running to your vagina?
What?
Next Step Construction. Constructing gondolas to your vagina. Up the side of a mountain.
I mean, I'm
into
sure.
Into that pussy cave.
He would build a gondola.
I wonder if he could build a gondola.
I guarantee you. He built a house. There's no way he couldn't build a gondola. If you know what? If you fuckers are so rich and you're listening to my goddamn podcast, go make that fucker build you a gondola. So then you can find your way to my vagina. It just gets there. It just finds its way. You don't even have to, like, message me. It just finds its way to my vagina. What? Anyways... Next Step Construction, it is without the T. You can find it on my website under the resources tab, or you can use his phone number right here, right now, 587-982-3376. Let him know you heard from me and on my podcast. I have no doubt in my mind that he would welcome you with open arms like family. And because that's what we fuckers do around here.
Next Step Construction.
Next Step Construction. Oh my god, this ad is going way too long.
Yeah, but it's fun. Does anybody think that these ads are too long?
No, I feel
send
like everyone's
to Jen,
like
on the Anchor app.
Every message I've ever gotten from any of my fans, I love you, fans. Love you, love you, love you.
I love you too, fans.
If you
not
guys love my ads,
I'd
I need
like.
To know, because everybody, shut up. Everybody that messages in, they're like, oh my god, I love your ads. I die every time. And I wonder if, like, people are just dying because, like, I feel like I almost get a hernia when I laugh so much. But, or if you're just like, oh my god, that was the stupidest thing I ever heard, so
my
I'm going to laugh now.
My vasectomy untied. I was laughing so hard.
Oh my god.
I grew a third tube. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh my god, that's another topic for another time.
Jesus.
Anyways.
Beware the third tube.
I can tell you guys right now that if you're interested in kink and you've been listening to my last episode and it's about BDSM and you're new and you don't know where to start and you don't know what to do, go to Aspect. It is Alberta Sex Positive something or other. I can't say all the acronyms for the life of me. But if you just search Aspect, you could really use any letters there. You would eventually find it on the internet if you Googled it, but you'll find it definitely on my resources tab on whitechooseone.com.
Aspect, not a pega.
But they have really good, they have really good, like, rope classes or just, like, you know, kink 101 classes, good conversations, negotiations, shit like that. If you're just beginning and you just want to start out somewhere, that's a good place to start.
And if you want to learn all about consent, go to Aspect. Because they'll tell you all about it.
They will. They'll tell you all about consent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go to... Sorry, I'm dying.
If Don't you... die. I love you.
I love you,
Do
baby.
Not leave this life.
I love you. I love you. Okay.
Make sure if you die, your ghost haunts the podcast.
I will forever. Okay, so also, if you are looking into starting something new, go on FetLife, FetLife. It is literally Facebook for Kingsters. Anyways, I'm leaving it at that. Welcome to this podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about poly fucking amory from a person who's been doing it for over a decade, who's fucked up like us, like we all have, who gives you a different spin. Shut up. Who gives you a different spin on polyamory, even if you've been doing polyamory for a long time. This is not just a 101 interview. This is a very good interview where we actually talk about real shit that makes you think about what the fuck you're doing in polyamory. Mm. And so that's what I love about this podcast, is that I can just not only talk about one subject, I can talk about everything. I can talk whatever the fuck I want. I can sit here and literally talk about my vagina for 5 minutes and y'all fuckers would listen, you dirty little fucking sluts. Anyways, I love you all. What?
Nothing. I love you.
They like it. They like it when I'm rough with them. Okay. Love you all. Enjoy the podcast. Hey everyone, and welcome to I Choose One, and today it is a polyamory episode. I have a guest speaker who is going to introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Dustin Becker.
And what are you, Dustin Becker?
I'm me. I've been polyamorous for over a decade, openly within both the community, the polyamorous community, and the community at large.
That's cool. Badass. Okay, so what happened? Like, how did you become polyamorous?
Well, we didn't even know polyamory was a thing. And me and my wife hit a point where we were, we just worked too well and we were stagnant. And we were best friends. And it was like, okay, well, let's raise kids being best friends, but let's find our romantic attachments outside of us. So we had this whole elaborate plan that we were just going to live together and raise kids, but we'd date separately.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, Tanya asked me, so bad stuff. We're going to get into bad stuff right now.
Let's do it.
So we had been stagnant and we'd been talking about this. And in my head, that was, okay, we're over, so I can start looking.
Mm.
In Tanya's head, it was in my wife's head, it was a conversation piece and a maybe. And so I ended up cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I found somebody that I was interested in. It went really well. I was spending more time there, blah, 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 blah. And Tanya ended up, one day she said to me, so if we're not together, who are you going to date? And I was like, well, this girl I met, blah, 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 blah. And so Tanya's like, can I meet her? Okay, so I set it up and I took Tanya for a coffee where she was going to meet this girl. I won't use her name right now, but where she was going to meet this girl. And half an hour later, I'm sitting in the vehicle waiting because they didn't want me in there.
And oh my God.
Half an hour, and I'm like texting and I'm like, are you guys okay? Am I dead? Are you guys dead? And they were like, nope, go away. We're good. Then an hour later, you guys dead? Am I dead? Everything good? Nope, go away. So it turned out 4 hours later, they're still having coffee. And finally, I'm like, I got to go to a business meeting. So I went to a business meeting and that was 3 hours later. So we're going on 7 hours.
Holy shit.
Then finally, I texted them after my business meeting. Excuse me. And they were over at Taryn's house, or, well, our ex's house. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they were there, and they're like, nope, you can't come over here yet. So it was another hour after that. So 8 hours of them having coffee together. And we decided to try this thing where we're all seeing each other. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even know there was a word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a week later, I went on a business trip to Vancouver. And Tanya moved this, our ex, into our house.
Oh my God, while you were gone?
While I was gone.
Holy shit.
And told me about it. Like, it wasn't... But yeah. She was just like, oh, so she's living with us now. She was too lonely on her own. So she's here now. And that started almost 3 year adventure into Crash Course into polyamory.
And you didn't even hear about it. You never heard nothing about it.
Somebody came, one of our friends came out of the woodwork about 2 or 3 months into the relationship with an ebook called Trinogamy. And we were like, oh, there's a name for what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then through that, we found that there's a bigger community at large. Polyamorous was the word for it.
That's so cool. So, I mean, you kind of fucked up in the beginning, but then you kind of managed to get it back in track.
Yeah.
Of the polyamory rule book.
Yeah, and we ended up being open and honest, and everything was out front, so.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. That's insane. Okay, so why, so you guys became polyamorous because you said you were stagnant.
A couple reasons. First of all, Tanya is bisexual, and yeah. I'm obviously one gender. So that doesn't help her in her fulfillment of having both sides of the equation that she needs in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So for her, that was her side of it. And for me, my sex drive is really high, but my need to connect with people, especially women, on intimate levels is really high. So multiple partners just
works. Made sense.
And I like adventure. So new is always good. And that doesn't mean that old is bad, but old is figured out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So new is excitement. And we can add excitement to our lives personally, independently, as well as our life as a couple.
So did it hurt your feelings that you could not give her what she needed?
Yes. I was married before that. I got married at 18, which is a silly, silly thing because you don't even know yourself at that point.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so I got married at 18 and was really anti-commitment. Mm-hmm. And the first 2 years, almost 3 years of mine and Tanya's relationship, we were friends living together. And then we'd go on dates. And then we'd come back and sleep together and curl up in the same bed together and everything else. So, but I was not going to commit ever to anybody ever again. And just over time, we connected in a way. Actually, it was when she got pregnant with our eldest.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we decided, okay, well, maybe we should be committed since we're having a kid. And it was a rough pregnancy, so she wasn't feeling very sexual throughout it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be a jerk and go find partners and other people to date and stuff. Well, she was going through that, so I ended up just being virtually celibate for the pregnancy and shortly after. And that was probably part of what led to the stagnancy that led to the conversation about finding other partners and stuff.
Amazing. So how did you get past that, like, feeling that you couldn't give her what she needed? Like, how did you get through that?
I think I did what a lot of people do, which is just become okay with it. Like, it sucks and it's terrible, but you can't do anything to change it, and you're stuck, and because you're stuck in this paradigm of monogamy. And while there's nothing wrong with monogamy, and for some people it works amazing, I don't like sacrifice, and I don't think anybody else should sacrifice for me. And I felt that she was sacrificing being with a woman by being with me, and it didn't ever sit well. So part of the reason why I couldn't commit to her is I was trying to encourage her to date and get out and experience life.
Fascinating. So what is some advice that you could give someone who is currently going through that phase that you had gone through so many years ago?
And this is going to sound ridiculous because it's said so many times in the polyamorous community, but communicate, be open, And openness is volunteering information,
mm-hmm.
and be honest just with yourself about your own feelings, mm-hmm. and with your partner and needs, really, because that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, you really have to, you have to ask for what you want, or you're never going to get the things that you want. It's the same thing as orgasms. You're never going to have a really good orgasm unless you tell them exactly how to do it.
Because every some powerful toys. I've never seen a woman on a Sibian not have an orgasm. Like, that's designed for that.
This is fair. Super fair. Okay.
They should make Sibians for relationships, like a heart Sibian.
Like a heart Sibian? Yeah. What does that even mean?
I don't know. It would give you like a heart orgasm or something. It would make you happy all the time.
Just like every time your wife's bitchy, just put her on
Sibian. Sit on the Sibian, honey.
Oh my God. Oh God, that's so good. Okay, so did you find that there was a bit of a difference between when you were monogamous to when you were polyamorous and trying to regain that connection? You know how, what I'm trying to say is, when you're monogamous and you're out dating, you kind of have this like feeling that's created when you meet someone new. Is there a feeling that you create when you first start a relationship in polyamory that is different than when you felt when you were monogamous?
For me, it's bigger. Because we practice, and we've done all kinds of different polyamory, mm-hmm. from open dating to trinogamy to quads to all sorts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So bring this back to track.
No, it's good. It's good because there's a lot of, we'll go back and touch on those because a lot of people don't know what any of that means.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens for me is, not only am I falling in love with somebody, generally because we practice inclusive poly, I get to experience Tanya falling in love with them, and I get to fall in love with different sides of Tanya every time. So it takes, it's not even just this plus this plus this, it's synergistic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's multipliers, it's squaring it or cubing it or making it that much more powerful and more to experience and go through. So
are you saying that like the new relationship energy that she would feel would also feel good for you because you could see her happy?
Yeah. See her happy, but I get to experience it. It's like, so if you put up a mirror and a mirror and a mirror and a mirror, and you see yourself repeated infinitely in it, that's what it feels like. Like that love is in between these mirrors and you just see it reflected infinitely into the distance and you can experience all that.
But doesn't it feel like, aren't you scared that she's like connecting more with somebody else than you?
No, not at all.
Why?
I want her to connect more. I want her happiness as much or more than mine, especially when I can't give her those parts. But even if I can, we share, and we share really well, which is fantastic. So
do you guys like do like hierarchy polyamory?
No, I don't like hierarchy.
Fascinating. Why?
I feel for us, and yeah. I would never judge other people, but I feel for us that, we don't need the emotional hand holding. Mm. Of you're my most important and you're everything, and sometimes in moments I'm not, and I don't need to be her everything, and that's the point. I don't need that responsibility, nor does she need that. In the big picture, we're together, we've been together for 18 years, and someday we'll meet one or five or 10 or whoever knows people that fit within that, and we'll share our relationship and share their relationship, and it just becomes something new. I don't know if there's a word for it, but I like to call it equality poly.
That's so cool. Well, some people call it like open kitchen table poly or whatever.
Kitchen table, tribal. Yeah. I like tribal. Oh,
what's tribal? I haven't even heard of that.
Just a tribe.
Oh.
You all live together. Everybody has individual connections, whatever they are. There's no expectation of sexual or intimate connections beyond friendship. But you're one big happy family.
So have you guys ever spent a time where like one of you would be doing stuff and the other person kind of wasn't?
So one of our exes that we were in a triad with,
yeah,
she ended up leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I pursued her on another avenue, but I ended up staying with her. So for a while there, I was doing one night here, one night there. One night here, one night there, back and forth. not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like dividing my life and my love. I'd rather have it, like I said, synergistically multiply.
So how do you guys do sleeping arrangements? Like, say you're dating someone new and they want to sleep over.
Well, what we do is we split the blankets in half so the person in the middle can flip the blankets open. We're cuddle whores.
So you guys all cuddle together.
We love fucking cuddles.
And you fuck together all the time too?
Lot, yeah, most of the time. We're big fans of group sex too. So we tend to, even sometimes just because we're feeling like we want to spice things up, we'll just, we've slept with a lot of our friends.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
that's what you do. Isn't that what you do? Yeah. We do the same thing. I'm like, the people we know, we just kind of end up sleeping with them.
Well, and the crossovers with the other aspects of my life, provide lots of cuddle opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, wow, that's so cool. So how do you, you always have it, it's always together? It's never, like, separated?
Oh, sometimes it is. Yeah, it doesn't have to be together. We just choose, we like it together, so that's usually what we choose if that opportunity is there. But Tanya also likes sleep, like, almost likes sleep more than she likes sex. Or and she gets up early, and I'm a night guy, and she's an early morning person. Mm. So by about 9 o'clock, if I am not ready to go have sex, then she's already asleep. So,
but then you don't bring that person to your bed, then.
No, that's what the garage is for.
Good places. Yeah. Huh, that's wonderful. Okay, is there any other advice you could give to anyone who's doing any kind of polyamory?
Take it slow. Figure it out as you go. Give yourself the opportunity to be wrong sometimes, and don't hold your partner to that high expectation that they're always going to get it right. You're going to mess up. Everybody does. That's how you learn. That's human nature. So when you mess up, own it. Own your shit. I'm a big fan of that phrase.
own your shit. Fuck yeah, so am I.
Own it. Go to your partner and say, okay, I messed up. So let's talk about how we can move forward, how we can make this better. And if they don't want to, then that's just the way it goes. Try not to mess up too bad and that won't happen.
Right? I think it's just, being radically honest and keep doing the things that you want to do, because that's the life that we have the privilege of living, right? Like, how do you just go through life pretending like you don't really want something and then just, end up cheating or lying?
Society teaches us we have to sacrifice for what we want. That's whether it's your career, whether it's your family, whether it's your relationships. We are taught that sacrifice gives something value, mm-hmm. which has never functioned well as a thought for me. Something has value because it intrinsically has value. Love has value because it intrinsically has value. You don't have to sacrifice for love to give love value. And I think that's one of the things that's messed up in our society all throughout it. Career. Why do you have to sacrifice one career for another? Why do you have to pick? Why do you have to choose? Why just one?
Right. Why choose one, motherfucker? Love it. Okay, so I think that about wraps up our podcast for this subject. Yay. We will be interviewing this lovely gentleman here for other avenues one day soon. No. BDSM. Yes. More BDSM. Okay, love y'all and stay tuned for the next episode.